before Mashangu death was caught up between the paternal family and the stepfather's family. And the dispute around who should take a leading role became very prominent. As a party, we said we will get the guidance from the family. And the family would not unite as to how to proceed. So we just said we will not be part of the dispute. In our culture, a person is buried by his family. And if there is any Watorwa, the good guy, if there is any dispute. That's absolutely true. Unfortunately, we had all trouble to blow it to give this young man a very important send-off because he was one of the critical young cadres in our movement. No one doubts the role Mashangu played in the NDC, in its formation and its growth. So one would find it surprising that the president of the party would not give such a young man the right send-off. Mischievous of the highest order.
But there are also reports that MDC youths were actually quarreling amongst themselves, adding to the confusion created by the alleged family dispute.
I'm sure there were some rowdy. I'm sure taking Lumani and Luveva, but I was not there. I was only receiving reports because there were people who were trying to mediate between the families. And we thought we had almost settled the matter until there was this clashes, which is totally outside the respect that we wanted to give Sam Mashang.